is bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip is bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Who shot Tupac? If we don't get them, they gon' get us all. I'm down for running up on them robots in they city hall. We ride for y'all, all my dogs stay real. Nigga, don't think these record deals gon' feed your seats and pay your bills, because they not. Them see get a little bit of love and think they hot. Talking about how much money they got. Nigga, all y'all records sound the same. I'm sick of that fake thug R&B rap scenario all day on the radio. Same scenes in the video. Monotonous material, y'all don't hear me though. These record labels slang our tapes like dope. You could be next in line and sign and still be right rhymes and broke. You'd rather have Alexis or Justice, a dream or some substance, a beam or a necklace for freedom. See, a nigga like me don't play a hate. I just stay awake. It's real hip hop, and it don't stop till we get them robots off our block. They call it
hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip.
Whoa.
That's big bass line, no.
That's dead prez and hip-hop. Sounds absolutely amazing every time I hear it.
It's making me realise how different our personalities are doing this playlist.
But it's. I hope that brightened up your day. We've been joined in the studio by some people, by some interns from DRS Virus. There's three beautiful girls and two guys, so they're just joining us. So we can maybe play a game with them later on. But we're going to play another song. And this is a song by a band that I think it's quite, for me, I think, but for both of us, I wouldn't be in this band today without this band. I wouldn't have wanted to make music. I wouldn't have dreamed of doing it. And I had the confidence, I think. And I think they're the most important band of our generation, definitely. They're the Strokes. And I remember when I was 16, I first heard the album, and everything about them, the way they were, the music and everything just changed my whole outlook on life, really.
It's very liberating for men of our age, I think, because we were young and looking for some inspiration, and unfortunately England at that time had no inspiration. It was terrible. And then they came along with this, looking the way they did and sounding like they did, and it made us I think it made us change, really. So I think in years to come people will say it was one of the best albums ever, probably.
I think it definitely is, and this is a song I like. I've always liked music. I've only realised recently that I like music that makes me feel cool, which is weird. I think that's what a lot of people do when you listen to it, and it's make you, if you're getting ready to go out on a night out, you listen to certain music to make you feel kind of confident and cool. And every time I go out on a night out, I listen to this song before I go out. It's kind of a bit of a ritual since I was like 16, starting to go out. And
should we play it?
It's just brilliant. This is Someday by The Strokes.
Hurts life. Uf, det er virus.
Yeah.
That was The Strokes and Someday, and this is System of a Down.
Hurts life of deres virus. System of a Down.
That's the best end to any song ever.
Yeah, it's so amazing. That's the song that we listen to every time before we go on stage. Literally, the second it stops, we go on stage.
It's a little known secret about Hurts. People would think that we're very calm people. We just, I don't know, listen to sad, depressing ballads before we go on stage. But actually, we run around punching the walls listening to Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, it's just, we were just talking about them when it was on, and they're just a fascinating band. Like the vocals, Serge's vocals are so amazing, and the structures of the songs are incredible. And
they reformed today.
Aha! Uh-huh. So there we go. That's a newsflash, DRS Virus listeners. They've reformed today. Yeah. I once saw a video of them. This is really funny, actually. I once saw a video of them playing live, and I've never seen them actually, but the bassist, the bald guy, had his head, he had a black cape on, and his full head was painted in glow-in-the-dark paint. So he looked like a light bulb on stage, and it was amazing. So it was brilliant. So we've got another song now. I hope you've been enjoying it so far. We're having a great time, because these are obviously our favourite.
This is the best time of my life.
These are our favourite songs, so obviously we're having a good time. Adam, what's next?
The next song is by Michael Jackson, and it's called Dirty Diana.
Hurts life. Ofteres virus.
So that's Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson.
I think it's really sad that they keep releasing songs by him. I kind of think they should leave it now, because songs like that are so classic and timeless. And it's an amazing song, isn't
it? He's just... he's one of our favourites. He's been very influential as well, I think, in his visual aspect and everything about him. So
I've got a fact.
Here's a fact.
On the front cover of Thriller, he's wearing a white hoodie.
Yeah, he is. It's very funny. He's wearing a hoodie.
That's, you think it's a suit? A zip-up hoodie. It's a hoodie.
It's very funny.
Colourful Gap.
So, DRS virus listeners, we're hurt. And for the last, seems like forever, we've been playing our favourite songs for you. And I hope on this snowy day, it's Brighten Up Your Day. but we've got to go to the arena now and get ready for our show. So I'm going to leave you with a song. It's a fairly intense song, but we thought we'd give you a little treat. Adam.
I recently decided this was my favourite song of all time. Last week, actually. Had a moment of realisation. This is the one. It's a great honour to play it. It's Hurt by Nine Inch Nails. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hurts life. Of deres virus.
See if I still feel I
Live auf deres Virus.